more catastrophe and misery in the anxious mind. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11:15. It's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Have you no song, child? Come rest your head upon my knee. Let me ask you why you weep and willow never sheds a tear. Your crystal ball ain't so clear. Run around, round, run around, round, round. Have you no love, child? Come place your hand upon my breast. Let me ask you why. Do we crave the taste of another's lips? Always looking for a soul in someone else's skin. Run around, round, run around, round, till we get dizzy and we all fall down. Have you no home, child? Come hang your head upon my head. Let me ask you why the yellow lights feel like a ball and chain when you ain't got a mailbox to your name. Run around, round, run around, round, till we get dizzy and we all fall down. Put your ear to the ground and you will find your sound.
Californian troubadours Coyote Grace. That's the duo of Ingrid Elizabeth on tambourine and Joe Stevens playing banjo. A song called Run Around to begin another week of Late Junction. And I'm here Tuesday to Thursday, 11:15 until 1. Extraordinary guitar sounds from the Western Sahara next. Bamar Salmu made his very first guitar out of odds and ends of wood lying around at home. His sound was influenced by a Mauritanian musician called Yassine Ouled Ennana and also by the cassettes he'd heard of Jimi Hendrix and James Brown. Bamar became known as Doué, and now his group Doué is much in demand at festivals around the world. They've got some UK dates coming up. I hope this inspires you to give them a go.
Thank you.
A touch of Saharan magic in there as well, I think. The sound of a quartet called Fourth Page. Charlie Beresford, Carolyn Hume, Peter Marsh and Paul May, and a number called The Ash Tree from their CD Along the Weak Rope. I'm told they may have a London concert next month, so keep an eye on their website. I told them I thought they'd make fine accompaniment to some of Schubert's bleakest songs, so you never know. And before that, a true Western Saharan gem, Group Due, and you can catch them at the Barbican in London on the 13th of May, along with Turkish group Heyvanlar Alemi, South Street, Reading, the night before on the 12th. Also on tour very shortly is Fado diva Marisa. She's got a new CD out full of majestic traditional songs. This is one made famous by the great Amalia Rodriguez. This endless anguish, this pain, my solitude.
Hay esta angustia sin fin. Hay este meu coração. Hay esta pena de mim. Ai, a minha solidão. Ai, esta pena de mim. Ai, a minha solidão. Ai, minha infância dorida. Ai, o meu bem que não foi. Ai, minha vida perdida. Ai, lucidez que me dá. Ai, minha vida perdida. Ai, lucidez que me dá. Ai, esta grande ansiedade. Ai, este não ter sossego. Ai, passado sem saudade. Ai, minha falta de apego. Ai, passado sem saudade. Ai, de apego. Ai de mim que vou vivendo em meu grande desespero. Ai tudo que não entendo. Ai o que entendo e não quero.
Oh,
Courtney Pine, partnered by the Cuban violinist Omar Puente, Cameron Pierre on mandolin, Zoe Raman playing piano, Alec Dankworth on bass and Mark Mondesir on drums. A number called Druid's Lyre, inspired by the idea that Egyptian high priests travelled with their holy books to the Celtic Isles. Easter music from 13th century Paris, before that from Ensemble Peregrina, and a song from Marisa, first of all. This anguish, this pain, this solitude. Marisa's on tour next month, three nights in London at the Queen Elizabeth Hall from the 5th to the 7th, and then she's on to Nottingham, Birmingham, Manchester and Edinburgh.
Thank you.
The lovely combination of cora and cello, Balake Sissoko and Vincent Segal, who, by the way, have been nominated in the cross-cultural collaboration category in the Songlines Music Awards, winners announced in the June issue of the magazine. The French composer Henri Dutilleux was 95 earlier on this year. Here's one of his short piano pieces, Petit Dair à dormir debout, played by Robert Levin.
Kondo jedu nambenge mambo me asembo basibo to sona ndedi banongi wa banuma wa jongo mongo wanubo di babo mese
mpale
oh basibo Sonan dedi banongi wa banuma wa jongo mongo wanubo tibabo mese basibo to sonan dedi banongi wa banuma wa jongo mongo wanubo tibabo mese
mu Seba mulongino Ngeng em toba mutombino Klaki weyombino Basese le tona Opepe le toba Baba boli walonge Ibo na bongo
Basibo to sona ndedi Anongi wa banuma wa jongo mongo wanubo tibabo mese
bapo banongi bana bapo badipi bito babwa besombe totete na bulu mbeti na ngadi Mangingolo silo, kona lave jongo, nyuma nyuma mumba msea na weya, bito na meme, mbeme na ya wuma yase, we.
Basibu to sona ndedi, anongi wa banuma wa jongo mongo, wanubo. Babo mese
Duala Duala
Solande Duasu Lavungiwa Vanuma wa jongo mongo Wanubo Tibabo mese
Basibo To solande di Nyola wanubo Tibabo mese me, 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 me. Se.
Montovaldo, originally from Cameroon and now no stranger to the music festivals of the world. He's supporting Ladysmith Black Mambazo on tour from next month, beginning on the 19th of May in Ipswich, and then they've got dates right through until the 21st of June. The piano music just before was by Henri Dutilleux, who was 95 in January, one-time musical director at French Radio, and among his pieces are several he wrote as little interludes for the radio. What a lovely idea. That piece was Petit air à dormir debout, little air for sleeping, standing up. I'm Fiona Talkington, you're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. Thank you. That's Blix Band featuring Øystein Blix on trombone, Nils Olav Johansson on guitar, Nils Prestholm on bass and Tor Haugerud on drums, and a track called Untitled. The percussionist Kjell Tore Innevik has been researching new technologies for performance as part of an international conference called NIM, New Interface for Musical Expression. Several composers have written for his gallery of sounds, which he describes as quarter-tone marimba, percussion, balloons, and other items hit or caressed for musical purposes. This is a piece by the Swedish composer Peter Tornqvist called Q Carving. Q stands for quarter tone, query, quotes, and quotient, he says, and carving is the process of giving the ideas musical form. The result is something which is eerily beautiful. Thank you. Some more music for Easter from 13th century Paris, sung by Ensemble Peregrina. Short are the days of man in the life of the world and of the human race. Remember what life is. And before that, the rather beautiful sounds of Sheltura Inovic and his quarter-tone marimbas and other instruments. A piece called Cue Carving by Peter Tornqvist. Now, when I first heard this next piece, I just had to sit down and listen to the gorgeous playing. It's a piece by Biagio Marini, a 17th century Italian musician who was a violinist at St. Mark's in Venice. And this is a sonata by him for two stringed instruments played here on violin and harp by Davide Monti and Maria Cristina Cleary.
Thank you.
Beautiful music, beautifully played by Davide Monte and Maria Cristina Cleary. A sonata by the 17th century Italian musician Biagio Marini. The American sound artist Jeff Witcher records under the name of René Hell. His latest release is called The Terminal Symphony, a love affair between electronica and classical music, as someone said. This is the Adagio for String Portrait.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gorgeous is that. The trio of James Allsop on tenor sax, Kit Downs playing organ and Tim Giles on drums, together known as Monkey Phonics, all part of London's Loop Collective, and a piece called The Golden Age of Steam, inspired, they say, by Ligeti, Coltrane, Ayler and Beefheart. Fiddle player Susanna Luneng just before, and Nocturne, and René Hell's Adagio for String Portrait from his Terminal Symphony. And time for one more now from the new album by Marisa. The sobbing of the wind, the trembling of the rain, and the fire of love. With the heartfelt Promet Jura. And as I mentioned, she's on tour from next month. The three oud-playing Palestinian brothers who make up the trio Joubran have just released what some are saying is their best album ever, and I'm rather inclined to agree. Dafa Youssef is guest vocalist on the album, which makes it even more special, I think. So a couple of tracks from that to end Late Junction tonight. And thanks for your company. I hope you can join me again tomorrow night, anytime from 11:15. Good night.
Welcome from me, Susan Sharp, to Radio 3 Through the Night. For the first 2 hours of the programme, I've an operatic treat for you from the archives, a performance of Verdi's Falstaff from 1963, with Carlo Maria Giulini conducting the Netherlands Chamber Choir and the Concertgebouw Orchestra. Verdi's operatic portrayal of Shakespeare's roguish knight is essentially a treatment of the Merry Wives of Windsor. It begins in the Garter Inn, Falstaff's being ticked off by Dr. Caius for causing drunken confusion in his house. Caius also accuses Falstaff's cronies, Bardolph and Pistol, of stealing his money. Pistol challenges Caius to a mock duel, but after exchanging insults, Caius storms out. The plump and ageing Falstaff, meanwhile, has been busy writing love letters to the merry wives of the title, Mistress Ford and Mistress Page. Bardolph and Pistol refuse to deliver them. Falstaff rounds on the pair, picks up a broom and drives them out of the room. In scene two, we meet the women they were destined for. Alice Ford is in her garden with Mistress Quickly as Meg Page arrives with Alice's daughter Nanetta. Mistress Ford and Mistress Page soon realise Falstaff has sent them identical letters and they vow revenge. In another part of the garden, Pistol and Bardolph appear with Ford, Fenton and Dr. Caius. They warn Ford of Falstaff's designs on his wife and he decides to keep a close watch. Briefly, Fenton's left alone with Nanetta and the young ones sing of their love for each other. The elders return and Mistress Quickly agrees to act as go-between for the wives and Falstaff. In this performance, baritone Fernando Corena takes the role of Sir John Falstaff, tenor Mario Carlin is Dr. Caius, Bardolph is sung by tenor Florino Andreoli, and the bass Enrico Campi is Pistol. Carlo Maria Giulini conducts.
Ancora all'osteria sarà fra gente onesta, sobria, civile e digna.
ci dell'aria che bolla.
Bene, costruzzo!
Sentir chi è morto? No.
Vive sol coi vivi, neppure. Perché è tardo, lo gonfiano le lusinghe, lo coronte, l'orgoglio, l'amor, vale calunnie. E per me non ne voglio, non ne voglio.
Thank you. Thank you.